This is the holy residence of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Karadaha. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu performed the wonderful pastimes we described at Panihati, he came to Karadaha. At that time, one very great devotee, Purandar Pandit, was living here, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to Karadaha, and when Purandar Pandit saw him, he jumped to the top of a tree and began to roar like a lion to welcome Lord Nityananda. And Nityananda Prabhu, amongst his associates, had ecstatic kirtan here in Karadaha Gram. After some time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, on the instruction of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was to marry. He was an avadut, but Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered for his preaching the Grihastha Ashram would be more suitable. So, in a place called Ambika Kalna, where Gauri Das Pandit resides in his duties of Gauri Thai, just close to there is the residence of his elder brother, Surya Das Sarakila. And the name of that village is Shaligram. Lord Nityananda Prabhu married the two daughters of Suryadas, whose names were Vashuddha and Janava. And then they came back to Karadaha to reside. For many, many years, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his two consorts, Vashuddha and Janava, resided here. As we know, Lord Nityananda Prabhu is Lord Balaram, and the two consorts, Janava is Revati, and Vishuddha is Varuni, two consorts of Balaramji. But we also know, in relationship to Krishna's Madhurya Ras, Lord Nityananda Prabhu takes the form of Ananga Manjari, and because Janava is his own potency, she is also none different than Ananga Manjari. They resided here in Karadaha, and from this place, Harinam Sankirtan was being distributed throughout all of Bengal. The place where we are sitting right now is the home of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Janava, and Vashuddha. This building is the place where Lord Nityananda Prabhu resided. And it was here at this place that the two children of Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in this world. Through the womb of Vashuddha, Nityananda Prabhu gave birth to one girl named Ganga Devi and one boy named Birachandra, or sometimes Birbhadra. Birbhadra is said in Gaura Ganodesh Deepika to be the incarnation of Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. And according to Kavi Karnapur in Gaura Ganodesh Deepika, Ganga Devi is the incarnation of Ganga Devi. The same Ganga Devi that is emanating from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu appeared as the daughter of Vishuddha and Nityananda Prabhu. Ganga Devi later was married to Madhavacharya, and this Madhavacharya, according to Gaura Ganodesh Deepika, was Maharaj Santanu in previous birth. So they lived here in Karadaha. In Bhakti Ratnakara, it describes how Janava Devi, in a village nearby, she met one very great devotee named Yadunandan Acharya. And this Yadunandan Acharya's wife's name was Lakshmi, and had two beautiful, beautiful daughters who were full of all devotional qualities. Their names were Srimati and Narayani. And Janava, whose name is also Ishwari, arranged for them to marry Virabhadra. On the day of the marriage, Virabhadra gave diksha to his father-in-law, Yadunandanacharya, and on that same day, Janava Devi gave diksha to Virabhadra's two newlywed wives, Srimati and Narayani. And then Ishwari brought the whole family back to Karadaha, and they lived here very happily, immersed in hearing the glories of Krishna and chanting the holy names of Krishna. The place where we were is the temple of Radha Shyam Sundar, Birabhadra Acharya. He installed that beautiful deity. It is said he found a deity in the river Ganga, which is very close by, and he installed that deity of Radha Shyam Sundar where the temple is now. Behind us are the Pushpa Samadhis of Janava Devi and Vasudha Devi, the two consorts of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Birabhadra and Ganga Devi's samadhis are here, and here is the samadhis of Vasudha and Janava Devi. So there's many wonderful stories about Karadaha Gram, Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, all these great Shyamananda Prabhu. They would all come here to receive the blessings of Janava Devi. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu departed from this world, this was the preaching base of Janava Devi, and Birabhadra lived here and Ganga Devi lived here, and it was considered to be such an important holy place for all of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. If you remember the wonderful story of when Janava Devi went to Vrindavan and Gopinath told her that Radharani is too small for me, please make another deity of Radharani. She came back here to Kardaha, and here one sculptor named Nayana carved the deity of Srimati Radharani, and then it was from here on the Ganges that Janava Devi put the deity of Sri Radharani on a boat along with Parameshwari and many of her Lord Nityananda's associates who were then following Janava Devi. They sailed all the way Ganga, all the way to Prayag, and then Jamuna to Vrindavan. And there's a beautiful, heart-touching narration in Bhakti Ratnakara of how Janava Devi, when she placed Radharani on the boat with tears and love in her heart, she prayed to Gopinath in Vrindavan that, please help your beloved Radharani to have a quick and safe trip back to your lotus feet in Vrindavan. So these are some of the pastimes that took place here in Karadaha Gram. And this is the end of the yatra officially. Forgive me for making some mistakes, but the other Goswami told us another thing, and it's the first time I've ever come here. But whatever it is, everyone agrees that this is Lord Nityananda Prabhu's place. Great mercy, Janava Devi. I would like to thank all of you so much for your wonderful, wonderful enthusiasm and devotion during this yatra. It's really all of you that made it a wonderful yatra. I'm eternally aspiring to be your servants. And I pray that again and again and again, we can all come together in these holy places to hear and chant the glories of the Lord and perform tapasya. Kardaha Gram is very beautiful, is it not? The place of the residence of Nityananda Prabhu Janava Vasudha, the place of the appearance of Ganga Devi and Birabhadra Acharya. I only pray that these great personalities may forever bless all of you by giving you greater, greater enthusiasm and determination to serve our Guru Parampara. And I pray that they may bring you the ultimate blessing of eternal happiness in the loving service of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai and their devotees. Hare Krishna. And at this time, we will end the Gaur Mandala Bhumi Yatra. It is my great prayer that whatever experiences and blessings we have received in these holy places, the association of devotees, may remain as a permanent impression in our hearts. Help us to continue to make wonderful advancement in the service of Guru and Gauranga. Hare Krishna. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Shri Janava Devi ki jai. Shri Vasudha Devi ki jai. Shri Bira Chandra ki jai. Shri Ganga Devi ki jai. Shri La Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Nithai Gopinath ki jai.